Texte numéro 86. Paris Agreement for Nature Imperative at COP15, Architects of Climate Deal say. The architects of the Paris Agreement have urged world leaders to reach an ambitious sister deal for nature at the COP15 Biodiversity Conference this December, while warning that limiting global heating to 1.5 degrees C is impossible without protecting and restoring ecosystems. On Biodiversity Day at the COP27 Climate Conference in Egypt, the team who helped design the Paris Agreement said that COP15 would be an unprecedented opportunity to turn the tide on nature loss. It follows scientific warnings that humans are driving the sixth mass extinction of life on Earth, with 1 million species in danger of extinction. The Biodiversity Summit takes place in Montreal, Canada, just 2 weeks after COP27 in Egypt, where governments will negotiate this decade's targets on preventing biodiversity loss. Despite the ominous scientific warnings about the health of the planet and the consequences for human civilization, no world leaders are scheduled to attend the meeting, which clashes with the Football World Cup in Qatar. In a separate announcement, a group of nearly 350 scientists, indigenous peoples, businesses and NGOs have urged presidents and prime ministers to prioritise the Nature Summit. Leaders must secure a global agreement for biodiversity, which is as ambitious, science-based and comprehensive as the Paris Agreement is for climate change. Like the Paris Agreement, it must encourage countries to pledge and also speed up their action according to the size of the challenge, said the joint statement by the designers of the Paris Climate Agreement. There is no pathway to limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees C without action on protecting and restoring nature. Only by taking urgent action to halt and reverse the loss of nature this decade, while continuing to step up efforts to rapidly decarbonise our economies, can we hope to achieve the promise of the Paris Agreement, it reads. Scientist Johan Rockström, director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, said nature was crucial to keeping global heating within 1.5 degrees C of pre-industrial levels. To have a 50% chance of achieving 1.5 degrees C and thus limiting tipping point risks, global greenhouse gas emissions must be cut by half by 2030 and reach net zero by 2050, he said. Critically, these pathways rely on the continuing capacity of nature to operate as a carbon sink and to counter the worst impacts of climate change. 1.5 degrees C is not a goal, it is a biophysical limit. Nature is one of the best climate solutions for remaining within that limit. An ambitious global framework for biodiversity at COP15 that addresses root causes of decline of the global standards is urgent and necessary. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.